Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Summer. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。在节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利啊。每周三，我们都给大家免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志，还有早安周边。大家微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“抽奖”两个字，就可以参加我们的抽奖福利啦。很多奖品呢，花钱都买不到。
Yeah, we have carefully picked out these materials. They are very, very good for learning English. If you can persist in reading one book, you will surely be able to speak English at a higher level. So go to the WeChat official account for the lottery right now. Good luck to all of you.
All right, 今天我们要聊的话题呢，我很喜欢啊，因为我们又要来聊聊奥运，聊聊体育了。Let's talk about the Olympic Games.
Sure, that's all you girls are talking about these days anyway. And not just talking, but yelling and cheering.
Yeah, you just can't help. The athletes are so amazing. 看这些运动员比赛呀，他们真的都太优秀了，忍不住为他们欢呼。而且呢，像这些优秀运动员的代表啊，在奥运会开幕式的时候还会当旗手。我们讲讲这个开幕式上的旗手啊 ，Colin, what's the name for that?
Flag bearer, the person who bears or carries the national flag.
Flag bearer, bear 就是承担承受的意思，把这面旗给承担起来，所以旗手就是 flag bearer。Do you know who's the flag bearer for China in Tokyo 2020?
No. I don't even know who the flag bearer for Canada is 2020.
All right. This year, we have two flag bearers. Zhu Ting, a volleyball player, and Zhao Shuai, a taekwondo fighter.
Oh, fair enough. Hey, I do know who the flag bearer was for China in Beijing 2008.
啊，北京奥运会的旗手啊，我觉得大家应该都知道，都记得啊。
It was Yao Ming.
Right, Yao Ming.
Yeah. You know, I saw him in person in Toronto when
Really?
He played basketball there. Yeah. He's a lot bigger and stronger than people think.
Yeah, 所以 Colin 自己见过姚明，知道他有多 big， 所以我们说他真的是中国的巨人，对吧？然后呢，他不仅仅是人高，他在中国啊也是有特别大的影响力和成就。所以呢，他是两次担任了我们的奥运会的旗手。He was the flag bearer for China two times in a row, 2004 and 2008.
I think the main rule guiding most Olympic teams when choosing a flag bearer is to choose either the best or the most unique athlete.
Right. 选旗手啊，要么就是最优秀，要么就是最特别的。Either the best or the most unique. 那姚明真的就是两者兼具。So today, why not we talk about him, one of the best basketball players ever in our history?
Sure.
所以我们今天就来聊聊中国的巨人姚明。今天的笔记啊，也都整理成了文字版的。欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“奋斗”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。像这一次东京奥运会啊，其实也少不了姚明的身影，因为他现在呢是中国篮球协会的主席。You know, he's the Chinese Basketball Association president.
Right.He must be very busy these days because, you know, there are two new sports in basketball, men's and women's three-on-three basketball.
对，今年篮球呢特别好看，因为还增加了两个新项目，3×3的男子和女子篮球赛，很刺激。那我们之前其实在聊这个话题的时候，我就发现啊，我真的都不确定这个3×3的乘怎么说。I thought about using multiply or times.
Yeah, we don't say multiply here.That's too mathematical.
Mm-hmm.
We use a very simple word, on, three on three.
没错，如果你用这个 multiply, 就真的变成数学算术题了。所以其实用个很简单的单词 on, O-N, on 就可以了。
Actually, we often use on in this way. For example, when a teacher gives a class to only one student, that's called a one-on-one class.
Right, 一对一的课就是 one-on-one class.所以这里还是很好理解的啊，三对三的篮球赛 3-on-3 basketball, 五人篮球赛 5-on-5.
So in 3-on-3 basketball, China won a medal, right?
Right, we won a precious bronze in women's 3-on-3. Bronze 就是铜牌的意思，那我们三对三的女篮啊，特别棒，赢了一枚宝贵的铜牌。
I bet Yao Ming was also there on the court cheering for them.
Sure. 那这些女篮们在庆祝的时候，其实有个场面还出圈了，挺让人感动的。就是我们的运动员呢，杨舒雨跑过去和场边的姚明击掌，就感觉是一种体育精神的一代代传承。
But that's quite normal in basketball. Players do that a lot. They cheer, hug, and high five with each other to boost morale or to celebrate.
也是，在篮球比赛里，因为经常能看到这些运动员欢呼啊、拥抱啊、击掌。击掌这个单词呢，我们可以讲一讲啊，因为很常见嘛。它是 high five， 做一个名词。但是刚刚 Colin 用的是个动词，对吧？ You said high five with each other, so it can also be used as a verb.
Oh yeah, we can say they gave us high fives, and also they're high fiving. So we can use it both as a noun and a verb.
Got it.那你看姚明在场边呢，肯定给我们的女篮女将们提高了很多的士气。He boosted the morale， 这个比赛中特别重要的一个气势士气，就可以用这个词啊 ，morale。
Yeah， it means the amount of confidence and enthusiasm that a person has. We can say boost morale, raise morale, or increase morale.
Mm-hmm, I see.所以从这个视频其实也看出来啊，姚明真的是前辈了。但是像十多年前啊，他一个人真的就是孤军奋战，在 NBA 呢打下了一片自己的天地。
That's one of the greatest moments of the NBA. He was the first international player to be drafted with the first overall pick.
嗯哼，还好我提前做了些功课啊，不然这个都听不懂。没错，当时姚明进入 NBA 呢，是第一位呢选秀状元的国际球员，所以说就是被第一个选中的。He's the first overall pick.
His playing in the NBA had a significant impact. European players also came to the NBA, but that movement didn't have that magnitude of the importance that Yao Ming has had.
嗯哼。姚明加入 NBA 呢，带来这种震撼和影响力啊，真的特别大。这里的影响力，我们用这个 impact 就可以了。Have significant impact， 影响力是巨大的。
Yao became one of the most popular players in the NBA, and his friendly feud with Shaq only escalated his popularity.
Shaq?
Shaquille O'Neal, one of the greatest NBA players.
哦、oh, ，就是奥尼尔大鲨鱼，对不对？对，像姚明和大鲨鱼之间这种关系啊，就是典型的冤家变朋友，一开始都不喜欢，但后来成为特别特别好的朋友。So you used friendly feud， 他们之间有过这种 feud， 就是不和吵架，对吧
？Yeah， but friendly feud means it means no harm， and that friendly feud has made Yao more popular.
嗯哼。他们之间这种小吵小闹呢，还增加了姚明的名气。像出名，我们知道形容词是 popular， 名词其实也经常用啊 ，popularity。所以说更加有名了，就可以说 gaining popularity or escalate one's popularity。
For his good play and popularity, Yao Ming also entered the Hall of Fame as a global ambassador of basketball.
没错，姚明还入选了呢这个 NBA 的篮球名人堂 Hall of Fame。Fame 就是名声名气，因为他真的可以说是篮球的国际大使 ，a global ambassador of basketball。而且他真的，刚刚前面 Colin 也说了，个子特别大。那他其实不止个子大，影响力也巨大嘛。那这个大，我们除了用到 big， 还有没有其他的形容词
？Yeah， we can use the word imposing. It means impressive to look at.
Impressive to look at， 看起来就很震撼。所以这个 imposing 就是说壮观的，让人印象很深刻的。
So we can say Yao Ming's one of the most physically imposing players the NBA has ever seen.
No doubt, imposing player, 他肯定是 NBA 史上呢最高大的球员之一。
And also off the court, he has been just as colossal. He expanded the NBA's global impact from massive TV audience to millions in merchandise revenue.
Colossal, right?
Yep.
Colossal 也是非常大的意思，对吧
？Yeah, yeah. It means extremely large, a colossal statue or a colossal amount of money.
嗯哼，我们说其实奥运会有这么多运动项目啊，但其实真的还是大球类的，比如足球啊、篮球的运动员呢，商业价值呢是最大的。比如说像姚明，他打的每一场球，那观众量就巨大，而且他们还可以直接产生价值来卖商品。但是呢，姚明的影响除了商业价值之外呢，他真的还激发了一代年轻人打球的兴趣。
Sure, he contributed to a far-reaching interest among the youth. He's truly an international basketball icon.
Yeah, I think so. 国际篮球巨星呢带来的深远影响，这里的深远的就可以用到这个词啊 far-reaching, 能够达到很远的地方，所以就是影响深远。
Over a long life, he's going to end up probably having as great an impact on this game as anyone who has ever played.
没错，像这一次奥运会呢，我们的女篮成绩也特别棒，那其中肯定有她的影响，所以她的力量啊，真的就是一代代传承下去的。那我们的听众里是不是有姚明的球迷呢？如果有的话呢，也欢迎留言分享你和篮球的故事呀。
All right, so that's all the time we have for today.
All right, 最后再提醒大家一下，我们今天的所有内容都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复奋斗两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So thank you so much for listening. This is Colin.
This is Summer. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。